Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Ramble. And as you can see, yes, I am talking, but I'm giving a movie review. And today's movie review is brought to you by SC DeWalt at Yahoo.com. She makes bracelets, and I bought a couple of them a few weeks ago after that whole guy named Ben, and, you know, everything going wrong. And again, that will be another episode. But she makes bracelets and earrings. I don't wear earrings, but she has some really cute bracelets, and they're nickel-free, and some are silver-plated. I can't really do silver-plated, but I can do the nickel-free ones. She also makes them out of glass, charcoal, amethyst, and fresh water pearls. Blah, blah, blah. Try saying that three times fast. Anyway, if you want information about the prices, you can email her at scdewalt, like the supplies, DEWALT at yahoo.com for price information and to see her work. So, yeah. So again, her work is really, really cute and I love it. I just have to be really careful. I have broke a Fitbit that day. Anyway, so today's episode is about the Jennifer Lawrence movie Mother. I have not seen the movie. I did see the commercials, and I did read a summary and reviews of it. And before when I just saw the commercials for it on YouTube, we'll make an interesting topic. And this is before I even knew the plot. What stuck out to me was her husband's an old man. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, almost, well, considering the fact that I'm 34, I'm not saying, you know, being 47, well, 48, because the male lead, shares the same birthday as me. Anyway, so, and I, you know, Cajun King was like 26 years older than me. But, again, the first thing that stuck out was, how old is the guy playing him? And yes, the character's name is him. I didn't know he had a name, but when I looked it up, it said on Wikipedia, it said his name was him. So the guy who's playing him, Javier Bardem. I know I'm probably mispronouncing it, but I know the Javier, but I'm not sure if Bardem is correct. But he is 21 years older than Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I didn't know it was that much until I looked on Wikipedia and I was like, sorry. And it really made me think because ageism. You rarely see a female lead who is close to the male lead's actor, the male lead's age. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Then, because the movie came out a few days ago and more information was leaked because, you know, it's an independent psychological art house movie. The reviews were bad, like almost Geely glitter bad. And I'm going to defend glitter because, let's face it, that thing had a lot of things wrong with it, and the soundtrack wasn't that bad. Also, it starred a singer. I'm not going to expect, unless a singer started out on Broadway, I don't expect Oscar-winning performances from singers. I just expect a good soundtrack. And that's what Glitter did. Now, Geely, one of my favorite B-list showgirls, there was no dog food clips, according to this movie. But yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, that was just like stuck out. Then I read about it, and I'm like, what? I was confused. Like, Mother Earth is being destroyed by man and being eaten and psychological. What? Did he see? This is why it may not be a good idea to work with your partner. Jennifer Lawrence's boyfriend produced a movie. And I get it. You love your partner. And he gave a good, he was like Darren Aronofsky, Aronofsky. And I looked more into this because I was just on the ageism aspect of how would put a young woman with a guy who's old enough to be her dad. And let's not act like a 21-year age gap is not old enough to be a dad, because age has, for dads, finally went up in the last 30 years. So as a kid, a guy was probably on baby number two by the time he reached 21, you know, with his knocked-up high school girlfriend. So really, it's not that far gone. And then I'm older than Jennifer Lawrence, like 7 years older than her, which in Hollywood is like a lifetime older. But anyway, and that is a part of feminism because, again, you rarely see a female lead who's close to the age of her male lead. She's like this manic pixie. Speaking of, that's what she seemed like in the movie from what I read on Wikipedia. Like, it's her job to inspire the dirty old man. Like, isn't that some Alita stuff? And then they tried to add the religion thing of she's Mother Earth, and the Earthlings, a la Michelle Pfeiffer and Edward, they came in and destroyed her stuff and her child, and it's man's job to rebuild her. What? At least with Showgirls, there was a plot that made sense. Right? It wasn't traumatic. It was, okay, poor trash meets guy, gets stuck in Las Vegas, becomes stripper, complains to, like, old Showgirl, throws her down some steps. They talk about eating dog food when they were broke. It sort of made sense. I haven't seen that. I saw the edited. I mean, that's one of those movies that's so bad. It's good. Sort of like one of my other favorite movies, The Man with Two Brains, which is not a porno movie. It's just for those who don't watch a lot of Steve Martin, he falls in love with a brain in a jar. That one made sense. This one, I'm like, this is that Vanilla Sky. At least I didn't spend my $250 again that I could have been spending on some Hot Pockets. More, because this was like 17 years ago. But anyway, I could find Hot Pockets. I am so glad I did not spend the money on this one, because I rarely spend money on movies. But after reading, I'm like, I'm more entertained by the reviews. I mean, this movie got an F from critics, and they were confused. It's like, it's your job to be sane. It's your job to figure this out. No, 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 no. And Jennifer Lawrence, she's an Oscar winner, and she loves her boy. Sometimes you shouldn't work with your spouse. Other. Because this movie was stereotyped. Her character had to help him, the old geezer husband. So he puts her heart up, and she's created. And then their neighbors come, who won't leave, basically. And then they throw a party, and she's psychologically trauma. And then she gets pregnant. And then they basically eat her and the kid, and then it starts all over. It's like, what? And at least, In the defense of Vanilla Sky, it was a foreign film that somehow got lost in translation, because sometimes that happens when you take a film from whatever country it's from, foreign country here, and Americanize it. Then it's like, what did I miss? This did not start out as a foreign film. This started out as art house gone wrong. Oh, the same drugs as Hype Williams when he directed the Call on Me video. Yeah, I'm going all the way back to Janet Jackson's Call on Me video, because that video made no sense. I mean, really, when I was in high school, was a better video for $50. And $45 of those would have been spent on pizza and maybe $5 on, and I still would have came away editing a more sensible video. Like, I don't know what kind of bourgeoisie. I'm like, what? It was so much easier when I planned to write the review. Because at least, you know, I'm just thinking, I was shocked. I was shocked once I read more about the movie and read more of the reviews. It's like, really? So you're going to possibly come up with a sequel because you wanted to mix religious symbolism. What drugs were you on? What liquor? It's the symbolism of, okay, why not have just, did you put your girlfriend in it to get money for the movie? At least been honest. you know, you had Michelle Pfeiffer, and Michelle Pfeiffer, she was older than him, Norton. I think it was Ed Norton. The Ed guy's age. No. What was going on? I have no idea, even the review. And professionals have no opinion on it. I'm laughing. A part of me wants to see, like, wants this for free on Netflix, because frankly, at least if you're spending money on Netflix, it's like one of those things that pops up. Like, I'm not about to go to, you know, I really, you know, to one of those Xbox, Red Box places to rent it. I went to get me a milkshake today, but I'm not about to spend money or time going to a Red Box after reading these reviews for this movie. No mas. No. I had my ideas. Okay, Ed Harris. I apologize. So the other guy was Ed Harris, not Ed Wood. And Michelle Pfeiffer were sort of kind of a couple in the movie. And they come to him and mother, Jennifer Lawrence, even though she's too young to be with the guy again, because really she's 21. Man needs to be inspired by manic pixie Lolita age because he's old and he's about to lose his job. So he wants to play God by bringing God to him. Michelle Pfeiffer was closer to his age because she was born in 58. I looked it up on Wikipedia. So Michelle Pfeiffer was born in like 58. Javier was born in 69. And Jennifer Lawrence was born in 90. So Michelle Pfeiffer could have been her mother. Older than mother. I mean, yeah. And this reminds me of the documentary. I don't know if you guys saw it. That Girl. In that thing. It was basically about female character actors. It was like the guy in the thing. You can probably find a DVD on Netflix if you have a Netflix where you can rent videos. But this movie, read the reviews, because I was shocked, amazed, lost, and other. It started out one way, and I mean, I started writing the outline of this after seeing the commercial, because I thought it was going to be like a psychological thriller, just plain out psychological thriller, minus all the symbolism stuff. Right? I was not ready for the symbolism. Yeah. Then I read more of it. But it did come out Friday. Not sure how many of my listeners saw it. If you'd like to give me your opinions and I can discuss it on a later episode of my show, you can email me at ICA 2005. 2004 is for the soaps. 2005 is for show. If I'm missing it, because I don't really watch a lot of. I just got the 90-second mark, but yeah, there was a lot of ageism in the movie. Because you had the old people. So is it old people protesting aging and destroying Mother Earth because they can't deal with their incoming death? And then they get reincarnated and start it all over? Is this movie like the song that never ends? I mean, tell me. Because I came away, I'm like, really? Broken glass, symbolism, blah, blah, blah. Religious. So, yeah, I've got the 60-second warning. I appreciate you guys listening to me talk about this. I mean, the Mother Earth, the child being destroyed. It amazed me that it's confusing. But going back to what I originally thought, it showed how women can't age. Like, this is what I originally thought before seeing it. And Hollywood is just a mirror to once women reach a certain age, they're sort of devalued, because there were plenty of actors closer in their 40s who could have played Jennifer Lawrence's role. But I guess the director, Daryl, wanted his girlfriend for money. Anyway, this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good Sunday. Bye.